Across the Kentucky state line in Hazel, in a large white sculpture of Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett's first meeting greets you. Behind it sits a white and red house and a garage turned art gallery. This is Glenn Earl Newman's home and workspace, and has been since he moved there from Louisiana in 2007. This small metal building houses more than 1,500 pieces of original art, all made with supplies an elementary schooler has on hand. For his large pieces, Newman starts with a piece of white poster board.
I turn it over. That's the best side to use. And then you use the regular lead pencil, I use a regular ink pen, and then regular Crayola colored pencil.
His smaller works are completed on lined steno pad paper. Despite his modest supplies, Newman makes incredibly detailed pictures showing day-to-day life in Louisiana in addition to his own stories. They're filled with greens and blues, and some even feature what Newman calls varmints, animals like raccoons and armadillos. He also has some beautiful but haunting images of houses on fire or sitting in purple-tinged darkness. But 71-year-old Newman hasn't always been aware of his talent. He grew up on a strawberry farm in Hammond, Louisiana, and worked for the state's highway department. It wasn't until his father fell ill that he discovered he could draw.
1997 I started, and my dad was in the hospital, so he was telling me about his life. Well, all I know about my dad is when I was with him or when he tells me. So I went to the restroom that night, and I got three paper towels, and I drew three pictures on those, and I wrote three stories.
For Newman, storytelling and art are one and the same. He flips through binders full of pictures, all accompanied with stories handwritten in cursive.
Spook house. That's the Christmas tree, all the seven stockings hanging. This is Charlie fishing in the
And it's telling those stories that have gotten Newman and his family through some hard times. His son, James Paul Newman, was a war hero, and he's not shy about sharing that his son was mentioned more than a dozen times in Linda Robinson's book, Masters of Chaos. But sadly, Newman's son died in 2003, shortly after coming home from Iraq.
Come back one week, and he went to get his wife a cup of coffee at the store, and on the way back, had a heart attack and died.
After that incident, Newman decided to come to Hazel so he could help care for his grandchildren in Stewart County, Tennessee. And Hazel's been a good fit for Newman, with its many antique stores bringing in tourists from all over. Newman goes through his guest book, noting highlighted lines for people from faraway places.
And this one here is from England and Poland. And it goes on.
Newman just wishes the people of Hazel would stop by his little gallery. In the winter, before visitors arrive, he goes a few feet from his house to heat the corrugated metal building filled with drawings, decorated gourds, and other small works of art. Newman takes care of his son Jules, who helps around the small, packed gallery and adds his own details to his father's stories.
Blackie.
A black cat named Blackie for short slinks under and on top of the art-laden tables, glad to have extra attention from visitors. It's in this little building, crammed with his life's stories, that Newman waits, hoping someone will stop in so he can share tales of the swampland. For WKMS News, I'm Whitney Jones.